USA News, I'm John Schaefer. U.S. officials report that a drone, which an American warship intercepted, appears to have originated from Yemen. The USS Thomas Hudner engaged the drone, which was not its intended target. Reuters first reported the drone's downing. This marks the second intercepted by a U.S. naval vessel in the area since the October attack by Hamas on Israel. The Israel-Hamas conflict does continue, with the Israeli military conducting a targeted operation at the main hospital in the Gaza Strip, citing it as an action against Hamas. The U.S. has confirmed that Hamas utilizes hospitals and tunnels, including those underneath that hospital, for hiding and holding hostages. President Biden and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping are meeting in Northern California, with the president opening the talks by speaking directly with the Chinese leader.
I've never doubted what you've told me in terms of your candid nature in which you speak. I value our conversation because I think it's paramount that you and I understand each other clearly, leader to leader, with no misconceptions or miscommunication.
This marks the first encounter between the two leaders in a year. The New Hampshire presidential primary, traditionally the first in the nation, is scheduled for January 23, 2024, in defiance of President Biden and the Democratic National Committee's preference for South Carolina as the initial primary contest. New Hampshire Secretary of State David Scanlon contests the view that the Granite State is out of touch.
Using racial diversity as a cudgel in an attempt to rearrange the presidential nominating calendar is an ugly precedent.
New Hampshire has maintained its first-in-the-nation primary status for more than a century. The U.S. Postal Service is facing a deficit of $6.5 billion this year, initially anticipating a financial turnaround and a break-even point. The service's plans were thwarted. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
In his criminal gun case, Hunter Biden seeks to subpoena former President Trump and ex-Attorney General Bill Barr. Biden aims to obtain information from Trump and other former Justice Department officials to support his defense, claiming vindictive or selective prosecution that allegedly infringes on his Fifth Amendment rights. Hunter Biden has entered a not guilty plea to charges of providing false information on federal firearm forms and unlawfully possessing a weapon while using illicit drugs. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin has expressed openness to a presidential run. The Democrat, who recently announced he won't seek re-election, told NBC News he aims to unite the center of the country.
Every American should consider, if they're in a position to help save the country, I think we're on the wrong course. So I will do everything possible. Now, there's a lot of good people out there I hope I can motivate, and a lot of capable people, competent, that they've just given up. I said, don't give up. This is the best country in the world.
When asked, Manchin avoided specifying whether he would exclusively run as a third-party candidate. A Wisconsin jury has found a woman guilty of poisoning another woman with eye drops.
We, the jury, find the defendant, Jesse R. Kershevsky, guilty of first-degree intentional homicide.
Kershevsky stole money from Lynn Hernan and later killed her to cover up that fraud. Initially denying involvement, she later claimed that Hernan wanted to die, alleging she gave her a bottle of eye drops to drink. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.